The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Although Attorney General Mark Herring has previously taken a stance against state law on the issue of same-sex marriage, University of Richmond Law School professor Carl Tobias says it may be in Herring's best interest to cite a conflict of interest and appoint outside counsel as provided by law. But Tobias says if Herring aspires to be governor, this could be a lose-lose for him.
If he has his office go forward and defend, he could always be criticized that they didn't do everything possible to win the case. And if he sent it to outside counsel, the criticism may be, well, you have resources in your office. Why are you paying an outside lawyer?
As for the merits of the case, Tobias says it could go either way since federal courts around the country have supported both sides. He believes those defending Virginia's voter ID law will argue that it's designed to protect voting from fraud, but it will be difficult to substantiate claims that it's happening. He also says cases like this will eventually force the U.S. Supreme Court to make a determination, but this case probably won't be the catalyst. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.